Three of them.
The four of us.
Four.
Go ahead.
I had to look at the clock. I was going to say good morning, but I'm like, what is it afternoon? Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Laurie Pinella. I'm the interim CIO for IMSD. The item that we had before you is a request to amend the contract with the Joxel Group for the second part of Phase 3, the implementation of the electronic medical record system. I came before this committee in September asking for permission to amend the contract for the 2011 implementation costs with the Joxel Group. And I made note that I'd be coming back in December asking permission for the 2012 costs for the implementation phase with our Joxel Group. Just to give you a quick overview of where we are in the project, I've been kind of keeping you abreast all along. We have signed a contract with NetSmart Technologies in mid-November. We're in the process of putting together our implementation plan, which will begin January 1st. We have been meeting with the various departments within BHD. We've completed their current state process documentation, and we are looking at integrating that currently into the implementation plan. Once we have the implementation plan completely documented, I'll be able to come back to this committee and give a report of when we look to be complete. At this point, we're looking at mid-year of 2013, but that is just tentative at this point. Mr. Sushil Pillai is here with me with the Joxel Group. The phase, the request that I have before you is to not only bring himself in as a project manager, but an additional three other resources for 2012 as we go through the implementation. A couple points about additional points about the implementation is we will be looking at MCSO, and if I know this board had approved BHD to review if there will be any synergies in having the medical services at BHD work with the Sheriff's Department. We will be looking at the NetSmart EMR system also being part of that analysis. Any questions that you may have at this point?
From Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor DeBruin.
Move approval.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Supervisor DeBruin.
That's all I was going to do, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Ms. Pinelli, I'd ask you for some additional information.
I am prepared, Supervisor, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Thomas had asked for the total cost of the implementation of the EMR product, and I've got a number of slightly over $7 million. $5 million of that is the contract, which is a five-year contract that this committee did approve. There is $1,117,000 that we have contracted with Mr. Pillai to represent the county on the implementation process. Of that $1 million, some of that was in the planning stages for both the Sheriff's Department and BHD, so not all of that is part of BHD's particular EMR product. We are going to be purchasing additional hardware, whether it be computers, tablets, iPad-type devices. We will be purchasing some switches. We'll have to do some wireless work and wiring work inside the BHD facility and some renovation. As we're going through the renovations and going through the wiring of the facility, we are keeping in mind that we may have a new behavioral health facility in a few years. So we're looking at what can be moved and keeping that in mind so that we're cost effective. We're looking at this hardware renovation and also some IMSD staff time being about $900,000. That is what's making up the $7 million, and that is factored in over a 5-year period of time. The chairman had also asked for me to give a little bit of a report on the benefits of an electronic medical record system for BHD, and I'm going to ask Mr. Pillai to jump in if I'm not if I'm misrepresenting or not giving enough of the benefits. But through the new electronic medical record system, we will be automating their paper processes. Right now, all medical files, all patient files are done on paper. They will now be automated and electronic. That in and of itself will improve billing, and we see create so much efficiencies that will bring in additional revenues. It will create better services for our patients because the records will now be through our Provider Connect that is purchased through the EMR. Outside providers who are also giving medical assistance to our patients will have immediate access to patient files, giving better patient services. We will have improved and automated admissions, billing, pharmacy, and all that will be interconnected. We also have a federal requirement to implement an EMR prior to 2015. If we do not meet that requirement, we will be penalized 1% of our Medicare, Medicaid revenues, 1% per year until we have that EMR implemented. Anything that I left out? Okay. And Chairman, anything I left out?
Any Supervisor, may I move approval on that motion, Madam Clerk?
Supervisor Stabruin.
Aye.
Naylor.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Palmer West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 5-0.
We're going to take two items out of order, so if we can ask you to just come back. We're going to jump to item number 25.
Yeah, that's the one. Thank you.